It's no laughing matter that evolutionists once thought that hyenas are related to dogs, but now they classified them as cats. While they try to sort things out, on today's Creation Moment, you'll see why creationists say both options are wrong. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
British comedian Milton Jones once claimed that he had been raised in the wild by hyenas. They were difficult times, he claimed to remember, but we had a lot of laughs. Hyenas look very like dogs and behave in similar ways. They tend to hunt in packs, though they are much more likely to scavenge food rather than kill their own. In the early days of classification, hyenas were indeed classed as members of the dog family, Canidae. However, in the last few decades, evolutionists have changed their classification. Hyenas are now classed as their own family, being one of the smallest families of mammals. Evolutionists place them in the suborder Feliforma, a suborder which also includes Felidae, the cat family. Hyenas therefore give us a good lesson in the placing of the term baramin in the accepted classification system. A baramin, or created kind, will generally be equivalent to the family, but in some cases it might be the equivalent of the subfamily, and in others, the suborder. For example, the pig and the peccary families are both part of the swine suborder, and the swine suborder is considered to be the baramin. In the case of hyenas and cats, however, evolutionists see relational links between them, whereas creationists do not, other than coincidental. Sometimes they seem like half dog and half cat, but they are neither. They are their own created kind, created separately by God, and a pair of hyenas must have been on the ark.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.